It's a great crown jewel, and the fact is, you know, we have other facilities projects that are going on right now, our meat sciences lab and the expansion to Babcock Hall, but those have been a decade in the planning. So between somebody getting the germ of the idea, getting the support that we need, going through the planning, it takes a long time, and it needs to. But this came to us as a turnkey facility, not only a great facility with these lovely labs and greenhouses and plant growth rooms, but it came with all of the required equipment. And because we wanted to use it very similar, in a very similar fashion to what Monsanto did, literally, we walked in and they could be setting up, and you know, they moved in early January. Here it is, the 31st. Yeah. They're already running experiments. So this was kind of a bolt from the blue. Very exciting for us.
This is kind of in your wheelhouse too, Kate. As a scientist, what does this tell you about the future of Wisconsin agriculture?
Oh, I'm very enthusiastic. You know, we've got a lot of great connections that go back decades, century, and longer. But we want to be thinking about the future. We want to be able to continue to bring innovations to application in the field in Wisconsin. And today, the innovations include advanced techniques for plant breeding using molecular markers.
Right.
You have to understand how genes function to do that. Gene editing to make subtle changes in genomes for increased field characteristics or consumer traits that people are interested in. And this will really help us use all the tools in the toolbox that are available from today's science. In fact, we expect to be able to push the envelope on innovation too for applications of the things that we are interested in here in Wisconsin, not just at UW, but that will have good application in the state.
You know, just looking down on campus, all the schools kind of competing for the brass ring and trying to stay competitive with one another. How does the College of Ag and Life Sciences stand these days, Kate? We talked about university extension challenges and things like that, the ripple effect, commodity prices lower now, maybe less interest in stacking that money on research. How is the College of Ag and Life Sciences stacking up against other schools on campus and always doing that battle with the other Big Ten across the United States?
Well, with the Big Ten and some of the other big agricultural schools, we continue to rate well. We continue to rate in the top five internationally. You know, in a resource-limited environment, I think you have to be clever. And sometimes you have to have a combination of two things, a vision for where you'd like to go and the ability to be opportunistic when the opportunity arises. And so that's what we've done with this. I don't really see us as competing with the other schools and colleges within UW because, frankly, a big advantage to being here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is that we have a College of Medicine. We have a veterinary school. We have great sciences and letters in science, and we have a College of Engineering. We have business. And we have partnerships in all of those different angles. We're stronger for it. So if they're strong, we're also strong.
Now, I know that the foundation, that they take over a lot of the managing, if there's any traits or anything like that developed in this particular facility. But ultimately, that can come back to enhance College of Ag and Life Sciences, correct?
Right. You're talking about Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, also called WARF. And they are our partners when we have developed an idea that has potential for technology transfer. But for people who are university scientists, getting that out is a very difficult thing. We need help. We need an understanding of the intellectual property environment. And so ultimately, maybe Monsanto will come back to us to license technology that we develop here, or small companies or lots of other companies.